Okay, today's daf was Erevin daf Kuv Gimel. Zok the Mishnah, Chotchin Yabelis b'Migdash of Elab b'Medina v'Mekli Kan v'Kan Aser. Cutting a wart off of an animal on Shabbos by hand is Nisra Rabbanon, so it's mutter to do it in the base of Migdash, but not outside the base of Migdash. The Gemara asks, this seems to contradict the Mishnah Maseches Pesachim daf Samachay, which says that although Reb Lezer permits cutting off a wart, the Tanakama forbids it even in the Migdash, just like he forbids carrying the animal through Rosh Hashanah or bringing it from outside the Tchum. So the Gemara suggests four ways to resolve the question. First, Kan Biad Kan B'Kli. Our Mishnah is talking about removing the wart by hand, which is only Asumid Rabbanon. Mishnah Pesachim is talking about removing it with a kli, which is Asumid Daraisa. Even though our Mishnah already says explicitly that using a kli is even Asur B'Mikdash, the Mishnah Pesachim is being Mechadesh that to introduce Rabbi Eliezer's opinion that it's even Mutter when using a kli. So it's Mechadesh, the Shitas Rabbi Eliezer, even though the Shitas Tanakama doesn't teach us anything that we don't already have in our Mishnah. The second way to resolve the contradiction between our Mishnah and the Mishnah Pesachim, the Gemara answers Habalacha. The Mishnah Pesachim is about removing a moist wart. That's also Midaraisa. Our Mishnah is about removing a dry wart, which is all the Midrabanan. The fact that the Mishnah Pesachim associates wart removal with carrying an animal assumes that we reject the concept of Achai Nosei Asatzmo. The fact that it's associated with bringing the animal from outside the Tchum may assume that Rabbi Kiva that Tchum in our Deoraisa. So it must be that Mishnah is talking about Dinim Deoraisa. We can prove the Mishnah Pesachim is speaking about removing with a kli by the fact that it associates wart removal with carrying from outside the tchum, which is clearly midrabanan, and with carrying the animal, which is also midrabanan, since achai nosei asatzmo, so we assume a living being carries itself, implying that the wart removal is a method that is also only midrabanan. So Rav Yosef rejects the idea that the Mishnah Pesachim is talking about removing a wart in a way that's also midaraisa, because Rav Lezer specifically refers to wart removal as a shvus later on in that same Mishnah. Instead, Rav Yosef suggests a third resolution to the question. Both Mishnayos are talking about removal by hand, but Shvus Migdash b'Migdash Yitira, Shvus to Migdash b'Medina lo Yitiru. The Mishnah Erevin, which talks about examining a regular daily karban, permits removing the wart because it is being done in the Migdash. But the Mishnah Pesachim talks about examining karban Pesach, which is done outside of the Migdash, and we only allow an Issur D'Rabbanan that aids in Avodas HaMigdash when it is in the Beis HaMigdash. So the fact that we permit rolling back a scroll that rolled onto a doorway doesn't prove that we even allow a Shvus outside of the Migdash for holy purposes like protecting a Sefer, because the case was a threshold that was a karmelus, where rolling the Sefer back isn't even an Issur D'Rabbanan, so there's not even room to make an Issur D'Rabbanan over there. Rav Safra rejects that answer, though, because we allow putting Korban Pesach in the oven on Erev Shabbos in violation of the Issur D'Rabbanan of Shehiya, even though it's a Shvus Migdash in Medina, it's an Issur D'Rabbanan that helps a Korban, but it's performed outside of the base of Migdash. So Rav Yosef and Abayi, who supported his opinion, didn't answer that we're specially lenient based on Menei Chabura's Rizenheim, an assumption that people affiliated with the Korban can be trusted to be extra careful not to stoke the coals of the oven, because we only assume Kohanim's Rizenheim. Kohanim are extra careful, not that B'nei Chabura, anybody affiliated with the Korban Pesach, is equally careful. The final resolution between our Mishnah and the Mishnah Pesachim is Rava Amar Reb Lazar Hidamar Machshir Mitzvah Dochanas Shabbos. The Mishnah Erevin follows Reb Lazar's opinion that we can violate even Yisrum Doraisa to help in a mitzvah, but we still say to use your hands and not a kli, because Kamadev Shalashniyim Mishanina, and whenever we can avoid an Issur D'Oraisa by doing it differently, we try to do so. The Mishnah Pesachim assumes like a different Tana, who says it's also to violate Issur D'Oraisa for the sake of a mitzvah. The Gemara proves that according to Reb Lazar, we try to minimize the Issur as much as possible from a Braisa that recommends that a Kohen who has a wart on his body should have it removed by his friend biting off the wart. The Braisa must be assuming like Reb Lazar, and he doesn't suggest taking it off by hand, obviously because it's a lesser Issur to bite it off, and whenever you can make a lesser Issur, you do the lesser Issur. Had the Braisa been written by the Rabbanan, they would have allowed violating the Issur Rabbanan of removing it by hand, and would not have required the fellow to remove it with his teeth. So that's when we know the Braisa is Rabbi Lazar, and still we see the Braisa says, Kamadev Shel Shnei Mishaninan, you try to be Mishan as much as possible. Zot the Mishnah, Kohen Shalaka Be'etzbao Karichala Gemi B'Migdash Avlo B'Medina. Kohen can wrap a reed over his wound in the base of Migdash on Shabbos, but not outside of the Migdash. If he's trying to draw blood out, it's even Asur in the Migdash. There is a Machlokas Amarayim whether using a tziltzil katan, a small belt on the wound, is Asur, because it's considered an extra beged beyond the big dekuna. Rav Yehuda Breid Rav Chia says, Asur. Rav Yochanan says, it's mutter, because anything that isn't part of the body where the begadim are normally worn, anything that's not on a part of the body where the begadim are normally worn, is not a problem of extra begadim. It also isn't a problem of chatzitza when doing the avoda, because the bandage might be on his left hand or part of his right hand that doesn't touch anything in the course of the avoda. Rava, who says the extra garments are aser wherever they are on the Kohen's body, is clearly against Rabbi Yochanan. Even though Rava only forbids a beged that's 3x3 atzbaos, and Rabbi Yehuda b'Reid Rabbi Chiya even forbade a small bandage, Rava might agree that something that is considered chashuv would be a problem even when it is very small.